There are few weapons in the U.S. arsenal as fearsome as the dreaded tax audit. While many Americans quake at the prospect of a face-to-face encounter with an IRS examiner, the risk of an audit ever happening to you is small, and it's getting smaller. In fact, some tax professionals are worried that audits are too rare. They're urging the Internal Revenue Service to return to the great tradition of raking taxpayers over the coals. NPR's Larry Abramson reports.
5 years ago, IRS agent and whistleblower Jennifer Long sat before members of Congress. She described audit techniques more befitting the Grand Inquisitor than agents of a Democratic government. She told members the agency was spending time and money auditing people who were flat out broke.
Currently, in a typical case assigned for audit, there are no assets, no signs of wealth, no evidence that would support a suspicion of higher unreported income. So when the IRS does initiate an audit on these people, these individuals are already only one short step away from being on the street.
These kinds of horror stories led to a dramatic reform of the agency. Audits and other collection tactics dropped severely after Congress granted taxpayers new rights in 1998. Budget cuts have reduced the number of examiners. That means fewer audits and less scrutiny of returns. Now, Jerry Padway of the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants says the decline in audits is enough to undermine the faith Americans need to have in the tax system.
One of the ways that the IRS is able to give us that kind of confidence is by having an audit program in which they test the reliability of the information that is coming into them on these hundreds of millions of returns each year.
The IRS says it is trying to stem the decline in audits by hiring more staff, but the agency says it will probably never have to rely on audits as much as it used to. In the old days, tax examiners were more dependent on information supplied by taxpayers. Now, Pete Sepp of the National Taxpayers Union says financial minutiae is tracked much more carefully on a day-to-day basis.
The fact that most investments in mutual funds and stock trades are now tracked through the 1099 form by brokers and dealers means that a very large source of income that might have been able to be concealed in the past simply isn't concealable anymore.
By presenting some of that data, the IRS can more easily convince a taxpayer of the error of his ways without a face-to-face audit. At the same time, the IRS is turning to information technology to make sure that when audits occur, they're directed at the right people. IRS Commissioner Charles Rosati says his agency is trying not to audit more, but to audit smarter.
One of the things about auditing that's kind of an interesting dilemma is that you don't ever know whether you should have audited somebody until you're done. And if you end up auditing somebody who was a compliant taxpayer, you've wasted their time and you've wasted the IRS's resources, which could have been used to audit someone who really was abusive.
Nevertheless, some accountants feel there's nothing like an old-fashioned audit to get completely reliable information on who's been cheating. The IRS usually swings on a pendulum between complaints about over-aggressive tactics to complaints that lackluster collections are starving the Treasury. With the federal budget moving back into deficit territory, Congress may be ready to ask the IRS once again to get tough. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Washington.